All right, we're going to finish up the piece on Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos in Eretz Hatzvi in Siman Dalet. So we pointed out the first time, in the first installment, that Rav Schechter starts this piece by asking three kashas on Tosos. So part one was dealing with the first kasha, part two is dealing with the second kasha, part three is dealing with the third kasha. Since that was about a month ago, so let's remind ourselves what that third kasha was and what Tosos had said. There was a Tosos in Brachos on Daf Lamed Tesim Beza, quotes of Rabbeinu Yosef Tov Elim, who holds that the reason you have to have a karpas at the beginning of the Seuda is so that you could say a Borei Pri Adama, so that you won't have to say a Borei Pri Adama on your Maror. And the reason you can't say a Borei Pri Adama on your Maror is because of a violation of Enos and Mitzvos, Chavilos, Chavilos, that a person is not allowed to do Mitzvos in bundles. So the third question we asked on that Shita Sa'atosvos, on that Shita of Rav Yosef Tovelim, is that the Gemara Psachim Kuf Yudalit on Beis has a Machlokes, Rav Huna and Rav Chista, what happens if the only vegetable you have in your house, you have no potatoes, you have no parsley, you have no banana, the only vegetable that you can make a Borei Pri Adama in your house is lettuce, is maror. What do you do in that situation? And we pass like Rav Chista, that you say a Borei Pri Adama and an al achilas maror on karpas, and then at the end of the meal, you have the maror without any bracha. But don't you see, we paskin that what you're supposed to do is say two different brachos on karpas? So isn't that a violation of chavilos, chavilos, according to Rav Yosef Tovelim? That was the kasha, that was the third question that we're going to deal with. So now let's deal with it. Rav Schechter points out that based on the yisod that we've been building for the past couple of weeks, that the definition of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos is that you're not supposed to use the same cheftza shel mitzvah for two separate Rav Yosef Tovelim does not mean to say that you're not supposed to say two brachos on one cheftza. That's not the issue. You're allowed to say two brachos on one cheftza. What he means to say is you're not allowed to use the same cheftza to do two different mitzvahs. You can't use the same chefta shel mitzvah to do the mitzvah of achilas maror and the mitzvah of birchas hananin. That's what you can't do. The same chefta shel mitzvah for both. So then we don't really have a problem over here. Because what's the situation where Rav Chista had said that you say two brachos on the same vegetable, on the lettuce? It's when all you had was lettuce. So what are you doing? You're saying both brachos when you eat it as karpas. You're saying zero brachos when you eat it as marar. Are you ever doing two mitzvos with the same cheftza shel mitzvah? You're saying two brachos at the beginning on the same piece of lettuce, but you're not doing two mitzvos at that time. The mitzvah of achilas marar is only going to be done later. The only mitzvah you're doing at that time is the mitzvah of birchas hananin. And therefore, it is not at all a violation of chavilos chavilos. And based on this, Rav Schechter wanted to suggest we could also answer the famous kasha of the Mishnah Brura on the Shitas Harash and Mordechai. What is the famous kasha of the Mishnah Brura on the Shitas Harash and the Mordechai? Open up your standard Haggadah on Pesach time. We're almost at the Shloshim Yom, so this is actually almost nice. Open up your standard Haggadah on Pesach time. And you open up by Achilas Matzah. What does it tell you? How much matzah are you supposed to eat? Everyone's being shy. There's going to be audible. So you don't want to be on the recording. Two kizesim of matzah will tell you. Where does that come from? What? Two kizesim. There you go. So two kizesim of matzah. Where does that come from? Where does that come from? Two kizesim of matzah. It comes from the Rosh and the Mordechai. They should eat two kizesim. Why? One, the shame mitzvah's matzah, and one, the shame sudas yantiv. They have which is a chiddush in its own right. They only need a kazayis for sudas yantiv, not a kebetz for sudas yantiv. But that's why two kazayisim, one for the mitzvah of matzah and one for sudas yantiv. Ask the Mishnah Brura. You know, you learn through Maseches Pesachim, you do not get that impression at all that there's a requirement to eat two kazayisim. What does the Gemara say? Shama sha'achal kazayis matzah yatzah. What do you mean? Two kazayisim. Why kazayis? It doesn't sound at all. And also that you have to have kavana on the first bracha on one matzah and the second bracha on the second matzah, because otherwise it would be chavilos chavilos, but both mitzvos are one and the same. You need two kazayisim. what exactly is going on? So says Rav Shechter, you understand very well, Asiyas mitzvos chavilos chavilos is only when you're using the same chefza shel mitzvah to be mekayim two mitzvos. So you understand very well, misvara, that you should need to use two separate matzos to fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Yantif and the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. They're two separate mitzvahs. So for two separate mitzvahs, you should need two separate chefza shel mitzvah. And that's why you need to have two separate matzos. Yeah, but how come the Gemara didn't realize that? Why did the Gemara keep saying Shamash Achal Kezayis Matzah? Why wasn't the Gemara go race that second Kezayis? So to understand that, Rav Shechter said, you need to know probably two other things. First of all, there is a Shitas HaRambam, very famous Shitas HaRambam. If you ever hear any lumbus on the night of the Seder, probably the first bit of lumbus anyone ever learned about the night of the Seder is the Brisker Rav, is the famous Brisker Rav's explanation of Machlokas Rambam and the Rash. The Rambam's Shita is, in the seventh parak of Hilchos Chametz and Matzah, that there is a mitzvah called Chirus. Kol Dover Dor, Chayev Adam Laharos Atzmo, Kiluhu Ba'atzmo Yatza Atom Yishibun Mitzrayim. Every generation, a person has to view himself as if he's living Mitzrayim right then, right there, right now. And therefore, says the Rambam, when you eat on the night of the Seder, you must do so. How do we express Chirus? Haseba. You must do so with Haseba. And everyone has to drink Dalit Kosel Shalyayin Behaseba. And based on that, the Rama paskins L'chadchila, not just to have Haseba when you eat the matzah, and when you drink the Dalit Kosel. So what does the Rama paskin? The entire meal, Kala Suda, Behaseba. Tosos and the Rush disagree. They say, no, there is no mitzvah called mitzvah Secheres. There are lots of mitzvahs in the night. There's a mitzvah of Dalit Kosos. There's a mitzvah of matzah. Haseba and Chirus is how you do those mitzvahs. It's not an independent mitzvah. It's the ofen hakiyum. It's how you fulfill these independent mitzvahs. So therefore, it only makes sense to do the haseba when you're doing those mitzvahs. You wouldn't do the haseba when you're just stam eating the Sudas Yantif, because it's not a mitzvah called Chirus. It's a how-to in the mitzvah salayla. Now you understand very well that the Mishnah Berurah's kasha is not a kasha. The Gemara says Shamash Achal Kazayis Matzah Yatzah. What's the Gemara talking about? The whole sugya is about haseba. By haseba, you're right. You only need one kezayis be'aseba according to the Rush. Why do you only need one kezayis be'aseba? Because only one kezayis is the mitzvah of matzah. The other kezayis is the mitzvah of Sudas Yantif. Only the Rambam holds you need a seba for that. The Rush wouldn't hold you need a seba for that. Sudas Yantif wouldn't require a seba according to the Rush and the Mordechai. And the second point, the Rambam in the eighth parak of Chametz and Matzah writes that a person should take two matzahs, two rikikin, break one of them or cut one of them, and that's what he uses as lecha mishnah. How many matzahs? One and a half. How many do we do? Two and a half, right? I think, right? One and a half matzahs, the Rambam says. Why? You need lecha mishnah. One, but you also have this concept of lechem oni, and ma darko shel ani b'prusa, that an ani eats a broken piece. So you can't be mekayim lechem oni by having two plus, right? You're mekayim lechem oni by having the regular two, but one of them is mochiach the anius. It shows that you're eating on a lesser caliber. Tosus disagrees. Tosus says you need lechem mishnah, full, regular, lechem mishnah, plus a prusa for lechem oni, plus a broken piece. So the Gra points out in Tafayin Gimel, Sifkan Yir Aleph, that the Rush and the Mordechai agree with Tosfos. Why? What's the machlokas about? What is the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah? The Rambam holds the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is part of Sudas Yamtiv, meaning the way to, or maybe put better, it's a single unit, the mitzvah of Sudas Yantif, the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. You have a mitzvah to eat a Sudas Yantif. Normally, it involves eating whatever you like to eat, some meat, some bread, some whatever. The mitzvah of Sudas Yantif on the night of the Seder is defined by the mitzvah Salayla. It's defined by matzah, by morar, by dalet kosos. That becomes your Sudas Yantif on the night of the Seder. So Mela, you don't need matzah plus Lecha Mishnah. You know, Lecha Mishnah plus separately matzah. No, the definition of the Seuda for that night becomes Lechem Oni. And therefore, your Lecha Mishnah incorporates within it Lechem Oni. It's not Lechem Oni aside from your Lecha Mishnah. It incorporates it within it, Lechem Oni. Whereas Tosa says, no. There's a mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. And then there's a separate mitzvah of Sudas Yantif. How do you do Sudas Yantif? Two matzahs, two full matzahs. How do you do the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah? Lechem Oni. So you end up with two and a half. You understand very well the Rosh and the Mordechai who require Shnei Kezesim are L'shitasam. Why would you require Shnei Kezesim of Matzah? One for Matzah and one for Sudas Yantif. Yeah, that's if you hold that those two are not the same. That there's a separate mitzvah of Matzah and a separate mitzvah of Sudas Yantif. But if you hold like the Rambam, that they're one and the same, that the way to do Sudas Yantif is with matzah, then you won't require Shnei Kezesim, and you won't require two plus. It's all part of the same machlokas. And this also touches on another machlokas. When it comes to Marar, Tosfos Maseches Pesachim and Kuf Tes Vav writes that you don't have to say a Baruch Pri Adama on the Marar. Not like Rav Yosef Tovelin. Rav Yosef Tovelin holds, you do have to say a Baruch Pri Adama, that's why you do it on the Karpas, in order to patu you. Tosfos, midine brachos, there's no requirement of Baruch Pri Adama on the Marar. Why? What would the svara be in Hilchos Brachos? Not to recite a Baruch Pri Adama on the Marar. What would the svara be? What? No, to a bracha rishona, even eating a little bit would be enough. What's the svara? Not to recite a bracha on food in the middle of a meal.
It's part of the meal.
It's part of the meal, right? So the Marar is part of the meal. It's Dvarim Abayim Machmas Asuda. Machlokas, though, between two different Tosfosin, actually, what makes Marar part of the meal? Tosfos Maseches Pesachim says, because all the time you have salad as part of the meal. It's Gorer Halev, it becomes part, you know, all the time you have it as, it's Mamshich HaAchila, you'll end up eating more, it's what we call an appetizer. It whets your appetite. So people have salad for an appetizer all the time. Yeah, that would work, Rashabta points out, if you have lettuce. If you have horseradish, probably not so much. Right? Probably makes you want to die. It doesn't make you want to eat more. So but then Tosfos Brachos has an entirely different approach. Tosfos Brachos Daf Mem Beis, Yibra Maskel Yihachi writes, you know why it's called Machmas Suda? Because the pasuk says Al Matzos Umarum Yachluhu, meaning that from that pasuk we learn that a person is supposed to eat matzah and then eat marar. And that is what the su'uda is. Al-Pidin, su'uda, on the night of the Seder, is matzah and marah. It's not davar abba machmas su'uda from a practical standpoint. It's davar abba machmas su'uda from a halachic standpoint. That the su'uda's yom tov is matzah and marah. These two views of Tosfos parallel beautifully the two views of Rishonim we were just talking about. If you hold that there's a din of Sudas Yantif, and then there's a separate din of Matzah, a separate din of Marar, so then yes, you're going to say that the only reason not to recite a bracha on the Marar is because it happens to be something that's Gora Rachila. It happens to be something that whets the appetite. But if you hold that it's all one and the same, that the mitzvah of Sudas Yantif is defined by the mitzvah Salaila. It's defined by matzah and marar and dalet kosos. It's ba machmas suda al-pidin. Al-pidin, it has a din. It's considered to be something that's ba machmas suda. And one final point. Rabbi Kiveger, in the very first tshuva, remember Shafti Yisrael, when he quotes this Rabbi Kiveger, he would always say, like, if I was writing a tshuva sefer, I would want my first tshuva to be like a knockout tshuva. I would want to be like, you know, one of my best tshuvas. Rabbi Kiveger in Simon Aleph was asked, a woman forgot Yalav Yavo and Birch Samazan. And the Zaydi, who was a Talmud Chacham, told her to repeat Birch Samazan. So they asked Rabbi Kiveger, isn't that against the halacha? So like, what could Zaydi have meant when he said to repeat Birch Samazan? So he was like, I don't know. unless maybe it was the night of the Seder. and then she would have to repeat. Because it's true, she has no chiyuv of Sudas Yantif, but she does have a chiyuv of eating a kezayis matzah on the night of the Seder. So that creates a chiyuv of Birchas HaMazon for her, and therefore she would have to repeat Yal V'yavo. So if she forgot Yal V'yavo in Birchas HaMazon Yom Tov, normally you don't have to, but he writes in Hashmat over there, but night of the Seder would be different. Now, what's the rule when it comes to repeating Birchas HaMazon? If you were chayiv, right? If you were chayiv in that meal, to have that meal, so then if you forget the addition into benching, you have to repeat it. Shulchan Aruch says the following in Siman Kuf Peches Sif Tes: three people eat together on Shabbos and Yom Tov. They all bench. They forgot, all of them, all three, forgot to say Ritzei or Yalav Yavam. So now, what's the halacha? What do they all have to do? Repeat benching. Should they do it with the Zimun? Should they do it with the Zimun? Says the Shulchan Aruch, no. They were already Yotzei Zimun the first time. They just weren't Yotzei Yalav Yavam. They just weren't Yotzei Ritzei. So Rav Salvechik explained, what's the depth of this din? How are we to understand this din? The Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem Tes and Beis tells us that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, where you have to eat, you repeat benching when you forget Yalav Yavam Ritzei. Not because you weren't Yotzei Birchas HaMazon. You were Yotzei Birchas HaMazon. You benched. If it was Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, so then where there's no din of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Kol Yom Yom Tein Lamein Berchosav, so it wouldn't be Ma'akev, right? So on Shabbos, so you're Yotzei benching. Same is true on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're Yotzei benching. The Svar of the Gemara says that when you have an obligation to eat, you have to repeat benching. Doesn't change your kiyum of Birchas HaMazon. It's an entirely different din. To be Yotzei Su'uda Shabbos and Yom Tov, you need to be Koveya that Su'uda as a Su'uda Shabbos and Yom Tov. How are you Koveya it as a Su'uda Shabbos and Yom Tov? How do you declare and establish this Su'uda is in fact a Su'uda Shabbos and Yom Tov? By mentioning Ritzei, Riyal V'yavo, and benching. So benching you got. You're already Yotzei benching. You just fail to be koveya the su'uda as the Shabbos and Yom Tov, and that's why you have to repeat. So there's no need to do zimun the second time, because zimun is a din in Birchas HaMazon. It's not a din in being koveya the su'uda as a su'uda of Shabbos and Yom Tov. If that's true, maybe Rav Kiveg is incorrect. If a woman forgets Yalav Yavam and Birchas HaMazon on the night of the Seder, so what did Rav Kiveg say? She has to repeat benching. Why? Because she was obligated to eat also. So she has to repeat benching. But according to the Svara of the Rambam, that the definition of the Su'uda is the mitzvah salayla. That becomes the Su'uda. The gedder of the mitzvah of matzah on the night of the Seder is to eat a Su'udas Yom Tov of matzah. So it would turn out, if she forgets Yalav Yavam, she was not Yotzei or Chiyuv Su'uda, because she was not Koveya Su'udas Yom Tov by mentioning Kiddush Seyom Birchas HaMazon. Yeah, so according to the Rambam, it works out very nicely. But according to Tosos, the Rosh, the Mordechai, that the mitzvah of Su'uda is entirely independent of the mitzvah of Matzah, it would turn out that even on the night of the Seder, women are not Chayiv in the Su'uda, so you would have to say that when the woman forgot Yalav Yavo, she would not have to go back, even on Lel Pesach. Because the whole point of going back for Yalav Yavo is failure in the din of Su'udas Yantif. But if a woman's not chayiv in Su'udas Yantif, she has no failure. She has no reason to go back. So the Kiveger only works out, if you say like the Rambam, that the Su'uda is defined by the mitzvahs. So yeah, so she has a chiyuv in that Su'udas Yom Tov because she has a chiyuv in that mitzvah. But if the Su'uda and the mitzvah are separate elements, she wouldn't have to go back. The only reason to go back is because you failed to be Koveya Su'udas Yom Tov. She has no reason to be Koveya Su'udas Yom Tov. She's part of Su'udas Yom Tov. She's only chiyuv in the independent mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Okay, that's the end of the piece of Chavilas. Okay.